We're at the beginning of Parshas of Sefer Bamidbar, right? Every Bamidbar, every Sefer has its own mahus, its own essence, like you wrote on the sign, its own something that's miuchad about it. So for sure, it's right to start at the beginning of a Sefer to try to chop a little bit what that thing or those things might be. And therefore, that would give us a kivun and direction in terms of understanding the whole Sefer. So now, Chazal say that every Sefer has a name. Let's start with the easy one, maybe. Dvarim. What's the name of Dvarim?
Mishneh Torah.
Mishneh Torah, that's an easy one. What's the name of Shmos? This is Chazal's names, right? It's not Chazal called it that. It means they're hitting some essential point about what it's all about. Shmos is called what?
Yetziat Mitzrayim.
Sefer Geula. Sefer Geula. Vayikra is called what?
Kohanot.
Torah is Kohanim. That's a very famous one also. Bereishis is called, less famous, Bereishis is called what?
Sefer
HaYashar.
Sefer
HaYashar, right? Which is also Moridik and Netziv, which we're going to be discussing in Netziv tonight. Sefer HaYashar. And Shmos is called what? And Bamidbar is called? Sefer HaPekudim. Okay, now each one of these names, we're not going to discuss all of them, right? But obviously very much muti that each Sefer has a specific name. It obviously means a lot.
Dvarim.
Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. Okay? Mishneh Torah. So we have to understand a little bit we're going to see two approaches today, two radically different approaches. We'll be machaber them a little bit between the Netziv and the Sfasemis, okay? So now, to give a little bit of agdama, so what is this about? Yeah, why bechlal would you call it Sefer Pekudim? First of all, Pekudim directly is referring to the counts, right? We start the Sefer with a count. Pekudim means, lefkod means to place or to count, right? So we have counting at the beginning of the parasha. Right at the beginning, that's what we've been hearing on Monday, Thursday. We heard it three times already, if you go to shul, right? Minchas, Monday, Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi. And in Parshas Pinchas, again, we're going to have another counting. Okay, but still fine. What's so essential about that to the name of the Sefer? That's what you call the name of the Sefer, because you count it twice. A lot of other things going on in the Sefer. Sota, Nazir, Korach, Paraduma. It's plenty happening, right? That's what you have to call Parshas Pekudim. Okay, so now, To explain the Netziv's amazing, amazing Mahalach. You see how he lights up Pesukim that you never thought of. First, everybody knows who Netziv was. Why is his name the Netziv?
His
name, right? Netziv. Who was Yeshua Ben Nun's father? Nun, Givaldi, right?
Yeah.
What color was Grant's white horse? White, right? You guys know about, right? So the Netziv was Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was really the Rebbe of all Klal Yisrael for 50 years, because he stood at the head of Volozhin, which was the premier yeshiva from basically about 1850 to 1897. For 40, 50 years, he was a yeshiva of the yeshiva, which produced all the Rabbanim and all the Goyinim and all everything. So he was mamash the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, and his form are so amazing. And he, by the way, just as a chizik, not learning about the Netziv right now, but he himself, they said, at his younger age, he wasn't such a brilliant mind. He didn't have a brilliant mind, naturally. And they said about him, or he said about himself, Evan Shemaso Abonim Haisa L'Rosh Pina. The Evan, the rock, which the Bonim didn't want to use, that's Ma'asu. They didn't think to use it, Bechlal. Haisa L'Rosh Pina. He was the center. He became the center. He was the center of all Klal Yisrael for generations. Okay, so now, so let's talk about you'll see why we're doing this Dam Dvarim Yesodim anyway. The difference between the Matzav in the Midbar and the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael. How that relates to the Midbar, we don't know yet, we'll talk about, right? But what was the difference essentially between the Matzav in the Midbar and Matzav Eretz Yisrael? So now, like we heard on Lag BaOmer, right? Like Ray Rubin said on Lag BaOmer, that the Midbar was a Mahalach of Mon, right? It was Mon coming down in the Shemayim. And the Hanhagas Moshe Rabbeinu, and the whole Hanhaga of the Midbar, the whole way the Klal Yisrael was run in the Midbar, was Lamala Min HaTeva. It's mamish, an absolutely wondrous thing, right? London the Torah Lidarsh El Ochle Amon. The Torah was given to those who were eating Haman. The Torah was given to explain by Ochle Amon. We had Bereshit Miriam. We had Anane Kavod on all six sides, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, up, down, right? Anane Kavod, Mon, Amud Hanan. The Mishkan was with him in the middle. And what they do all day thing, the Yashvu Lamduku, right? And they sat and they learned. They sat and they shtag for 40 years. Right? The Shir Klali going on for 40 years, nonstop, right? And everything was Masudah to them. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Bedargus, the Shem Yukei Vavke, right? Which is the Shem, what we call the Shem Etzem. which is the shame of the fact that the Bona Shem was creating the world every single second. The shame of, that's the shame of Nisim, Yukei Vavkei. And that was the name which is related to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Shmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lehem. By the Elvis, it says, my name, Yukei Vavkei, I didn't show them, but Shmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lehem, Shmi Yukei Vavkei, I hadn't shown to the Elvis, to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but it was shown by Moshe. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was holding that name, which is the same with the Malam and the Teva. Shem Hashem Ekra, and there's an unbelievable, we'll get to that. But we'll get to that in a minute. But Shem Hashem Ekra, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parashat Zina, Shem Hashem Ekra. When I say Shem Hashem, I say Shem Yukei Babke, you say have a go to Elokeinu. We'll talk about that. You say Elokeinu. So Klal Yisrael says Elokeinu at the end of the Midbar, but Moshe is saying Shem Hashem. Well, we'll see. Right? Now, so what do we get out of those days? What are we getting out of the Midbar experience? So, listen to what Meshech Chochmah says. Meshech Chochmah was Meir Simcha of Tvinsk. He was another one of the greatest Goyim in Europe. And it's interesting you ask that, as a side, that, you know, there's a similarity between Meshech Chochmah and the Netziv. That that both of them were B'chol Torah Kula, and they wrote B'chol Torah Kula. You know, the certain Rosh Hashivas, we know what they said in Ol Masechtas HaShas. We don't know what they said in the Parsha. They didn't necessarily... in Chumash and things like that. Well, Eimano Meitam, you know. Well, he said the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban was everywhere, right? It's the same thing. The Netziv wrote everywhere. You know, it's in Shas and it's in Shiltas and it's Tshuvas. The Meshech Chochmah was a similar way. He has a Sefer on Rambam, which is extremely well used. He has Meshech Chochmah and Chumash, which is extremely well used. So there's a certain level of Goinus, a level of Kol Torah Kula, which they had. They were holding the whole Torah. So here in Parshas Hazinu. So, it's very kedai anybody that has time to go through this Meshech Chochmah at the beginning of the Parsha. You see, it's maybe the second Meshech Chochmah. So here he says like this: Lama Hutzrichel is that? Why did they need the matz of the Midbar? Right? Ulam, Kasher Yisoda Torah Anochi Valiyeh. We all understand the Yisod of Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Valiyeh. Right? That's the Yisod of everything. Emuna and No Avodah Zarah. You have nothing without that. So too, the Yisod, the foundation of Amunah and the nation, who Mem Shana Ha'ela, is these 40 years. Ki bizman kazeh, in this time, Yuchel Ufarish HaTorah Heitev, each person could explain the Torah as should be, v'lezakech nafshosam, to cleanse their nesham, their nefesh, ad hiyosam yosef b'mala k'ishim nadol, until they were like the Darga of the Malachim. Chaisa was sitting steiging year after year, day after day, right? So at the end, they were already kedargas and malachim. The shrishu hamuna, and they were mashrish. They planted the belief and the nefesh eloki bizar machareim, and they planted godliness in themselves for achareim. The gamzam obisal mislekali adas, and for lower level people, it also proved amuna because. It proves Emunah, because we know back then. That's Kali Adas, right? What lower level people take out that Torah is true. And when we teach the discovery, that's lower level, right? But really, what the Midbar did for us was that it was this matz of total dveikus to the Ribono Shel, where we were totally clean, where we didn't have to worry about anything. Our clothes were taken care of, our food was taken care of, the Anonikah were around us, and we sat in the Shtag, and that left an internal impression on us forever and ever and ever. As a nation, that's who we were. That was the point of what the Midbar was, okay? So this Lamalam and Ateva time. Now, the Kenegadat is, of course, what? The Kenegadat is Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, as anybody can understand simply, and I'm sure you've heard a different shiurim, is a Mahalach HaTivi. It's a natural seder already. We're in a natural world. You don't have months stopped before they got into Eretz Yisrael. There's no Anani covered around. There's no Bereshit Miriam. Maybe it's somewhere in the Kinneret, right? That's where that reads up.
You have to fight the right. People that are here.
You have to fight over here. It's a difficult Mahalach, right? It is how the Netziv speaks about it right here. The Mahalach, the Netziv himself says, the Balichus Yotzi Mitzrayim, and when they left Mitzrayim, or Hashkacha Hashem Mofir Le'in Kol, the or of the Hashkacha was open for everybody to see. Shukvod Hashem Betachas Abriya. Right? Everybody saw Kvod Hashem. Masha'en came. Balichus Boyer Yisrael, the ways of those who came to Yisrael, Haya Hashkacha Mechuseh. It was covered. I don't see Hashem. Every day, right? Eretz Yisrael is much better than Brooklyn. Kosher game much better than South America. Closing game much better than
Los
Angeles, right? Barak Hamabi Bang Yafe. Only someone who looks deeply in Hayamargish Bakmaholik Bakashek Hazalila. It's like to see Hashem in Eretz Yisrael is like you see, as opposed to the Midbar, right? Not as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, three Madrigas, right? But as opposed to the Midbar, it's like when someone goes at night and he wants to see something. You have to squint, you know. I see, that's it, right? That's it. But in the Midbar, it's Or Yom. Oh, Rak Leprokim Hay Nirgash Hashkach Leinko, only some. Kamo Or HaBarak HaMeir Cheshkach Leinko. So he says two ways. The Malach in Eretz Yisrael, the way that we see it, the Midbar again it's open, it's exposed, it's, everything's clear. The Eretz Yisrael, see Hashem there is like seeing something at night, or once in a while you had a moment of clarity. You know, 67, boom, a moment of clarity, everything's clear, everything's in front of us, like lightning, right? But it's not every second. That's very interesting. That's too mahakam. Okay, we'll go back to that. So that everybody understands it. Now which is the tachlis? Agav, this is a very important point. What's the tachlis? What's better? Midbar is better or Yisrael is better?
It's a process.
Potential and Yisrael is better?
It's a process because...
Midbar is better.
No, because B'shachanti, B'asulimi, it's a... Diraba Tachtonim. At the end of the day, you have to understand the model well in the Midbar to bring it to a much...
Okay, good.
Mius,
so listen to Meshech Chochma says it, Rabosa. Listen to Meshech Chochma says it. Ki ikar ha-tachlisi. The ikar tachlis is asher yiznoig umma boven tibi mushkach prati. What Hashem, the ikar tachlis that Hashem wants is yiktaru v'yasof v'daganam, that you'll work, right? You'll work and you'll be involved in the land, voracious, and you give the first stuff of yours to Hashem, right? Sholish pon b'shon yiyazu kol, and three times a year you leave everything you have. And to go under conflict, bitachon elikiv yavol haris bnei Hashem. You come for Yom Tov to be with Hashem. Kasher yashiru lechas tozif haaretz latei piria tiachaisa Hashem al goyim saviv kol mifol mitzed yaski baruch shem haboris baruch. V'chaim kaze hu achaim aruchniim. Right. So basically, you have to look at the language a little bit. But basically, saying the matzah of Eretz Yisrael, which is a matzah where we're, of course, we're involved in ruchniistic things. We come three times a year, and we're sumach on Hashem. We have bitachon and things like that. But that's the tachlis. Meshech Chochma says clearly, the tachlis is to get to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right. Chaim says, "Hu achaim ruchni." The yakar shachas mikol chay olam haba lucham esbonin. And it's better here. 1 hour in Eretz Yisrael is better than chay olam haba. Right. Lo kebi mei Moshe asher nifritu gvulas tevam nersu mitzray anhaga tmidis. As opposed to in the time of Moshe, where everything with the tev was broken down and it was all open, that was not the tachlis. Sheker achein ve'avol yofi sheker achein. Listen to these words. Sheker achein. The chein is sheker, just like a beautiful woman's, right? Beauty we all know is sheker, right? It's false. Falseness, right? The same way that a model's beauty is falseness, there was a certain falseness in the malach of Moshe Yoshua. That's what it says. That's Chazal and Sanhedrin. You're learning Sanhedrin. You test right. Isha Yiratz Hashem Tisala Zedor Shel Yuda. Was it Zedor Shel Yuda Bar Eloi? That Shishim is Kafin Vitalis Echad Oskim Torah. That six people were barring a Talis Oskim Torah. That's the Tachlis. So you have to know that on both sides. The Tachlis is to get to Eretz Yisrael, the Mahalach of Eretz Yisrael. The Midbar was not the Tachlis. Get your hands dirty. Exactly. Now 1 second. He says in the Midbar they almost had no bechira. That's not a tachlis. There's no bechira. There's no nothing. So why do we have it? So I was mocked him. Why do you have it? But we needed that shlav. Exactly like he said. It's a mahalach. In other words, it's not the Midbar. We needed the Midbar in order to come into Eretz Yisrael and hold by for shanim al gabi shanim, just like. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. Okay. Just as long as we're talking about this. We can get to Nativ in a second, but this is really a dugma for many things in life, right? Many things. The Uber, Bimei Iman. Everybody understands an Uber is not a tachlis, right? Ubar, an embryo, right? But the embryo is looking like Chazal tells in Nida, is looking me so far on Olamat Sofa. He's learning Torah non-stop, yeah? Chaim Shmulev said, what's the difference between me and between someone and Uber? I have to eat for 5 minutes. You know, how long did he eat? He ate like a machine, right? But I have to eat for 5 minutes, right? Even Rabbi Yashiv, he had to wake up, he had to go to the bathroom. The Uber is learning non-stop, 24 hours, not 18 hours. You say someone learns 18 hours. That's the most years someone learns, 18 hours, right? And we mentioned Volozhin before. In Volozhin, there was a Musag of Shmon Esrei Nix, 18 hours. But 19, 20, 21 hours, 22 hours. Lo Shemanu, right? The Goyim maybe, right? 22-hour Knicks. You don't say that. 18-hour Knicks. Like guys, you guys in HR, 18-hour Knicks, right? But the Uber is 24 hours. So no, but someone's going to say the Uber is the tachas? No, the tachas is to be a person. Tevas Noach Enoch. The Teva, Chazal tell us, I never saw these Chazals, but I'm told, it was a matzav of or, a matzav of hasaga, a matzav of understanding, right? But everybody understands the Teva wasn't the tachas. Like Bomer, who went into Morah, she went to Morah. Sham Kanisa Hod Chavad Arecha, the Mishorah told us. He was Konez Hod Bahadar. But it was, the tachas wasn't to stay in the midbar, his Torah had to come outside. And finally, it's the same thing about yeshiva. Yeshiva is the same way, right? The ultimate tachlis is not to be in a yeshiva. The ultimate tachlis is to be involved in the world in some way, right? Ultimate tachlis. But just like Klal Yisrael needed the midbar, and if they had it needed 40 years, so you have to be in yeshiva 40 years, and then you can leave, right? No, but the point, you always have to know, right? That's why it's scary about these two diborim. You have to understand the right way. When I say it's the tachlis, you say okay, so close up, take off the tie, put on the tie, go outside. Open up your computer store, right? Start selling. No, you have to know. You have to know the time. Bosai, did I say it's not the tachlis? Nassim Vachvogel, who was a mashkiach of Lakewood, right? There's nowhere where they hold of learning a long time more than Lakewood Yeshiva. He said this line. I forgot exactly how he said it, but he said this point. It's written in his name. Hashem, the yeshiva is like is what gets you ready to go live your life. But it's not the end point, right? If you think about it, that's what yeshiva is, right? Now people pay tuition more, but it used to be yeshivas, they don't pay tuition even, and everything's taking care of you, and the rebbeim are just trying to mafshare you midbar. To just sit in shtag. It's mamish a midbar. Yeshiva is a midbar. That's what it is. Yeshiva is mamish a midbar. That's what it is, and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to take care of everything. Taking care of you. And you shteig, and that's what you need that time. And if you leave too early, it's like Klal Yisrael would have gotten in. If Hashem was Masovit, they were there 40 years, and they would have been there 39 years, it would have been a bad matzav. Lotov, right? Good, we together? That you have to know. This is Dvarim Yesodim Burim. That the Iker Tachlis is life in Eretz Yisrael, and the Midbar is what we need. And this is Meshech Chachma lays it out in a very, very open borum old moga. Okay, so we'll say, so what does that have to do with Bamidbar though, huh? I don't know, I just wanted to talk about this. So now, good? So listen to this. Listen to the Chazal and the Tziv brings. Fascinating, the Chazal. This is Bereishis Rabba. The Yavdel Elokim ben Or ben Choshech, and Hashem separate between day and night. Ze Sefer Bamidbar. Shu Mavdel ben Yotzi Mitzrayim or ben Boyard. The Yavdel Elokim ben Or ben Choshech. Hashem separated, wow. Right? Say Chazal, what is that? The same thing. This is from Midbar. Shumavdil ben Yotzi Mitzrayim ben Boyar. Midbar is now. We'll say this is the basic Mahalach in the Tziv, which I'll try to explain what he says. That the start of the Bamidbar starts as a hemshich of Shmos and Vayikra. That's Klal Yisrael b'Tiferes. Transitions. We'll see soon. Transitions take time, right? An intelligent person transfers somebody slowly, step by step, right? So there's a matzav, generally, like we saw in the Meshech Chachma. There's the matzav of the Midbar, and there's the matzav of Eretz Yisrael. But we could expect that Hashem would transfer Klal Yisrael over step by step from one situation to the other, not plop them one day, here you are, Eretz Yisrael, goodbye, Hatzlacha. No. Hashem transferred us from one matzav to the other matzav. Just like a good Rebbe would theoretically, a good Rashi would get his guys ready. You're about to go out, yeah? Not yet. I don't say, okay, here he's shtaging 18 hours a day. He's a 22-hour Nick. Now I say, good, go to the computer store. Now you're in Tel Aviv computers, nine to five. That's Lacha Rabba. No, you transfer him step by step. Yes, no, step by step. So too, Hashem transferred. Where did that transfer happen? That is what Sefer Bamidbar is all about. The transfer of Klal Yisrael from the matzah of the Teferis, the matzah of Moshe Rabbeinu of the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, to this change. Now, we're not in Eretz Yisrael at the end of Bamidbar, right? But this was the Hachana, this is the Heksher, this is the transitional Sefer. Mavdibin Yotz Mitzrayim based built on this Medrash. So let's see it. This is going to blow your minds, right? This is going to blow your minds and show you where we find it. The beginning of the Sefer is all still on the Nase level. So it says here like this. This is towards the end of the Sefer Parshas Chukas, right? Parshas is one of the last Parshas, towards the end. So the Parashah says, V'yavo b'nei Yisrael kol eidah midbar tzin. Okay? They came to midbar tzin, nearing the end of the midbar. And Miriam dies with Gilber Shem. Lo yimayim, they didn't have mayim, le'idah v'yikol ha-moshav al-aron. Right? They asked Moshe and Aaron for food. We should have died already. Now they have a taina. Why'd you bring us into the midbar? Yeah? It's a little late for the taina, but it's 40 years in, right? Why'd you bring us into the midbar? Okay? What did you do? And Moshe and Aaron went into the Mignei HaKal, El Pesach HaOmoy, V'yipul El Paneim, V'yera, Kvod Hashem Aleihem. Good? This is Moshe, Kachas Amatev, Akil Zam, V'dibartim Alasela. This is where he said V'dibartim Alasela. Okay? Now let's look over here. Let's see if that's Diukim here, we would never notice. He says like this. HaPelezeh. Suddenly, what are they saying over here? It's the end of 40 years, right? Klai Yisrael did complain, but they complained in Shmos, right? 40 years later, they're saying, why'd you bring us here? It's like such a funny thing. This is, only a teenager can say things like that, right? You know what I mean? Everything's good, and then suddenly, why'd you? You know, teenagers come up with tainas that no one would ever believe. Tipacious, really, you say in Hebrew, right? You were over there not so long ago, no offense. I was also there once, a little longer than you guys, right? But, you know, 40 years later, wow, why'd you bring me here? What? 40, you know, I'm trying to think when I was 5, you know, but now I'm complaining. Why are my parents at 5 years old living in Brussels? Now, what did they must? Why Brussels? Why of all the places, you know? I tell me, Shugah. You know what I'm saying? You're 45. What are you complaining about what happened 40 years ago? So Bekitzer, he says like this. It's not so clear how he answers the question, but I'm going to read a little bit what it says. Roy Ladas, the Bishona Achrona, the last year, Hayasop Alichas Nisi. It was the end of this Mahalach of Nes, Ben Hagas HaNiflo, right? Va'ata yo'omdin likonet ha'yitzirol, this night b'halichas ha'teva, takas ha'shkachas Hashem, right? Right now, the 40 year, that's when the change is happening. Akin, it's night kadosh boch imam b'shon ha'zum b'derech ha'mamutza. So Hashem guided them in the 40th year in a derech ha'mamutza, in the middle way. Kamo umnas yelid ha'yonek ha'omid l'zgama mechalav. Just like a yelid, a child, when he stops nursing, what does a mother do? Gives him a piece of bread once a day. Right, gets him used to it. Doesn't say, "That's it, no more chalav." No, he starts him with a piece of bread. But she still gives him sometimes the chalav. Ki kasher lachliv seder achayim, but pamachas, you can't change your life in one leap, in one day. Kein echal hamakom yisborach lefrisham in anes. So Hashem was separating them from anes. And he started showing them there's Nes and there's Teva. No, it's not going to be like that anymore. It's not having that on him around you the way you once did. Right? And you can have a matzah where you're not going to have rain. And it's not going to be like used to be Moshe took care of everything. Okay? And Klai Yisrael, he says, understood that when the Mayim is stopping, Bereshit Miriam is stopping, that's what happened. Why did they have water? Bereshit Miriam stopped. So they understood it wasn't an onesh, it was to be margil them for Chaim Tivim, right? And now they have to find water. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly who answers the question, but that's why he says what's going on here. Hashem is guiding them and taking them away from the Nes.
So this is like the first time they actually thought about it.
This is you'll see. It's not necessarily the first time, but it's this is a theme. This is a theme going on, and you can put it into a lot of parshas. Okay, and now we watch. He says, "V'yavo Moshe v'arim and ne'akol pesach olmoid v'yiblu apaneim v'yera kvod Hashem aleim." What does it say in other places? V'yera kvod Hashem. Anybody remember another place in Chumash? El Kolam. Sometimes it says the kvod Hashem was El Kolam. So he says here the Nitziv says it wasn't El Kolam. Right? It wasn't El Kolam. You know why it wasn't El Kolam? Because not everybody was seeing anymore.
The light is dimming.
Klai Yisrael is dimming. When the Jewish people was at its height, then everybody saw. In the Matz of Nisi of Midbar, everybody saw. Now it's already the Er Kvod Hashem Aleihem to some of them, but not to everybody. Now watch this. This is awesome. The Yidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Kachas Amata. What did the matzah represent?
Matzah is the one that I drink in the morning.
What did the staff represent? You know it says, some of us, Datzach Bachav Adash, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasav Ben Simonim, miracles. The miracles were written on the matzah. The matzah was representative. Moshe Rabbeinu did the nisim with the matzah. Right, with the staff. Why, I don't know. You didn't say what the matzah is about. But Moshe Rabbeinu did the nisim with the matzah. The matzah was the matzah of Nes. The matzah represented the Nes, it allowed him to do Nesim. Good? So watch this, unbelievable diak. Kachas amata means what? Take the mata. Because no longer, no, but who do you have to say to take? You have to say take to someone who's not holding it all the time. Why does the Torah tell us take the mata? Just say, do with the mata, take the mata. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hamata you do shemoshe mizeh shaman likach mivush lo haya obiad Moshe b'tmidus. No longer is the mata in Moshe's hand all the time. So again, there are nisim because it's a transitional period. I am giving you chalav, but I'm giving you bread also, right? So there is a nes, but now Moshe has to reach out and take the mata, and now he can start doing a nes. Okay, and later on. Yeah, it's amazing, Dick. Okay, Parshat Chafal, if another place in the Tzid does, I'm sure he does it in more places. These are just the ones that I saw indicated. Not a bucking the Tzid, to say the least. Vishma Kanani, Melech Arad, Yoshev HaNegev, Kibo Yisrael. This is all happening in Parshat Kuchas. Voice of Derech HaTorim, V'yilochem Yisrael, V'yishma Menu Shevi. And he took Shevi from them, right? When Kanan came, he suddenly took what Shevi? Captives. He took captives. We don't find early in the Torah captives being taken, right? Some Jews died talking. What's his captives being taken? Bidu Yisrael Neder, and Yisrael is Neder, Lashem Liyomrim Nasim Titanus Amazeh. If you save us and we can destroy their cities, Vishashem Bekol Yisrael, Vitanus Kanan of Yachar Masem, Vizarim, Vikashem Welcome Charma, right? So Kanan came, fought with them, he took a captive, and Klaisro made a nether. Now, it's interesting. Where's Moshe? If a Moshe po. Why Klaisro made a nether? Moshe had a leader. If a Moshe. So first of all, he says like this. The Shevi itself was Hashem. Listen how he says it. Haya bezek kavanim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamdim milchoma derech halichas olam vatzlocha yidei tefillah v'neder. The whole Shevi was now, it's normal anymore. It's not going to be the same way that it used to be. I just took care of everything with Moshe Rabbeinu and everything's done. You're gonna go to battle. You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna have captives. You're gonna be Gilad Shalit. You're gonna have to deal with one day, nah? And you're gonna have to know what to deal with it. V'hayim ezek kavanim in the Kadosh Baruch Hu lamdim milchama derech halichos olam in a normal way. You have to do the milchama now, not an easy way. You can't just be somech, go outside and take
not
care of everything.
Not in a miracles way.
Not in the vatzlochai they tefil v'neder. That's why they did a neder. And listen, it's unbelievable thing. V'yidei Yisrael neder. Where's Moshe? This is not Moshe's mahalach to make nedarim. I have to make a neder to get Hashem to listen to me. Moshe, let's low, it's low medaberel, Moshe. That's not my mahalach. Put on my hands and everything works out. V'yar Moshe says yada v'natzchu, right? Ava Moshe lo asakan mu'ma. She Moshe lo ayim asugal azeh. V'chein mechem asichon v'og. Later on, mechem asichon v'og. See, v'yakei Yisroel l'fichar. It was the Jewish people who killed without Moshe. Here, so say this. The same
Sugal means
he's not. Means that he could have, he had to, but it was already that was Lomasugal. The way I understand it means to say that wasn't the mahalach of Moshe, so he left it to others. Like Pinchas, it's not Zelo. That's Lomishvil Zebati. He understood. Like you see, someone's a very big Rishiva that's kulo Ian. Then he sees the Yeshiva isn't Bikias. No, he could say that Bikias Shir, but that's Zelo. And Yeshiva telling Mishra Acher. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Hanaga changing. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a waste of research. Moshe
knows
sees
that
the,
he needs his
community. He knows. Okay? We're both saying, now watch this. So, okay, so good. Say this now. So we know there's something called the Midbar. We know something called Eretz Yisrael. We know the Iker is Eretz Yisrael. And now the Netziv shows us that that's a transfer going on that we find very dramatically in all these diukim. That's what's going on. What does that have to do with Sefer Pikudim though? Mazakashur the Pikudim. So he says like this. The two counts, if we think of one is at the beginning of the Sefer, one is at the time of the Nisim, right? The Nisi time. And one is later on. So now he says two differences that are going on in the two Pikudim. This one, I wasn't Omid yet on his diukim. I tried, but I didn't get it, but you can look yourselves. He says that the first Pikudim, the first counting, there were Roshi Matos, there was the head of the Matos. The head of the Mata had to be a member of the tribe. Okay? Only a member of the tribe could be the Rosh Mata. Already in Pinchas, you didn't have to be. Right? The leader could be from outside. Okay? But more important for us is this. Watch this. Let's
because of Korach.
No. Let's see. So he says like this. The Pasuk says in Aleph Lamed Beis, Livnei Yosef, please listen to this, Livnei Yosef, Livnei Ephraim, told us Amlish Mechassam Vachule. Pasuk Yedal, Lamedal, Livnei Menashe. So who's first? Again, Livnei Yosef. Yosef is broken down to two Shvatim, right? Yosef is Ephraim and Menashe. Livnei Yosef, Livnei Ephraim. Livnei Menashe, then it says Livnei Menashe. So at the beginning, who's first? Ephraim is listed before Menashe. When we get to Parshas Pinchas.
Menashe.
Oh, very good. Chavav, that's good. Good guess. Bnei Yosef, Levishasam, Menashe Ephraim. Bnei Menashe Lamochir. And then it says Bnei Ephraim. El Bnei Ephraim. It's unbelievable. What's that difference? So he says that in the Pekudim, in the counting, these two differences because of this. Ephraim was the more spiritual, so to speak, of the two brothers, right? Ephraim was on a higher madriga. He was the spiritual one. Menashe was more, like you see that, who stayed Be'er Yarden? Chatzishev and Menashe, right? Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev and Menashe. Menashe had more cheshbonus. He lived more in the Eretz Yisrael Dika world. Ephraim was shayach to the Malach of Eretz Yisrael. So in the beginning of the Sefer, right, what are we? We're Eretz Yisrael Dik. We're Midbar Diks. Who's first? Ephraim's first. But by Midbar, mostly you can say these Divrei Torah, by the way, in at least three or four parshas. Yeah. So if you remember, you can do it in Chukas, you can do it in Pinchas, and you can do it in Shabbos. That's a good Svar Torah, you know? So, but by the time we get to, you can bring a lot of rise to that, Ephraim Menashe. We don't have time now, I don't have time to look it up, but if you think about it, it's not so hard to understand. You have to think who came out from Menashe, who came out from Ephraim, but already in Parshas Pinchas, he says that's the same way as I understood the beginning Pekudim was, it was more tight, it was more specific, so you had to be from the Shevet to be the Rosh Shevet, right? Kilo Klaiso was more B'mamado, exactly, by Pinchas already, so you could have a, you could have, for this physical world you're going into, you could have a Rosh Shevet, you could have someone running the Shevet from outside. Good? Good. Okay, Rabbosai, Shalomaisa. So he says, why is it called Pikudim? It's called Pikudim because the whole Indian of the Sefer is this transfer. And in the Pikudim, in the countings, in the differences between the countings, we see the expression of what the Sefer is all about. That's how the Nitziv learns. You hear it? It's called Sefer Pikudim. Again, listen well. It's not that he's learning that the Indian of counting is with Etzim Indian of the Sefer. It's what I see going on in the counting. The differences that I see, it's really, the way to say it more would be to say Sefer Shinui, Shinuim Shel HaPikudim. Right? That I see from the Shinuim of the Pikudim what the Holy of the Sefer is. Okay, so everyone says that's a tremendous mafteach to understand what Bamidbar is all about. And if you look at it, I'll give you one example. I didn't get a chance to check it again, but there's a Sefer called Torah Savram. I want to get to the Sfasemes Mahalach, but there's a Sefer called Torah Savram that was written by Avram Gudzinski. That was Revolba's father-in-law, who was the last Mashkiach of Slobodka Yeshiva. When the Holy Altar of Slobodka left and came to Hebron to found Yeshivas Hebron today, the Hebron and Givat Mordechai today is the spiritual son of the Yeshiva, which was in Hebron until Tarpat, until the massacres of the Massacre of Yimach Shemal in 1929, when many, many B'nai Torah died. And then the Yeshiva moved to Yerushalayim. It was in Gula Pine Uri's Pizza. The building is still there. And now they moved to Givat Mordechai about 20 years ago or so. And now it's one of the biggest yeshivas in the world. That's Chavon Yeshiva. Anyway, who did the altar leave in charge in Slobodka? Rav Gudzinski. He was Adam Anak Sheba Anakim. You see, he had a bad leg. So they used to say, the whole world stands on Slobodka. Yeah? The whole world stands on Lita. Yeah? The ganze Welt steht auf Lita. The ganze Lita steht auf Slobodka. Right? The whole Lita stands on Slobodka. And the whole Slobodka stands on Rabbi Avram. And Rabbi Avram stands on one foot. Because he had a bad leg. He was a big boy. He lost his wife, Lolaino, also. But he was an unbelievable person. You can read about him. Rabbi's father-in-law. Rabbi Kreisworth was also son-in-law, Baruch Rosenberg. So anyway, so Rabbi Avram, so he says by Kibbutz HaTaiva, one of the parshas, Kibbutz HaTaiva, he says that Klai Yisrael went to have, they wanted all the Basar, etc. like that. What did they want? Klai Yisrael was Dor Deya. They were Dor Deya. They wanted Taiva. So he says, this is what they wanted, the same thing. They knew the time was coming for them to change gears. They wanted to, but they, right? So they wanted to go into the Mahalach more of the physical world more. The yeshiva means, Ani Mukhan, let's say, Me Yeshiva. So what do you do? No, in yeshiva, you don't eat good food, right? We're not going to eat good food in 15 minutes. Who's going to eat, right? Eat mud. Tasteless stuff. They said, no, Hazmani Gia, that we started eating Basar. So he says it was a mistake of months, maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe hours. Ta'uba Sha'odullah, you understand? They knew, just like Hashem is, yeah, that's the other point, just like Hashem is moving them from one mahalach to another, they themselves know that they have to move from one mahalach to another. But now it's all a question of timing. You leave yeshiva too early, you're a dead man. Huh? Better to stay in yeshiva longer, both 40, okay, Kleisa 40 years, you can say 41 years, 42 years, whatever, but that you can be close until 42 years you're safe, yeah, 5% over. That's not, I'm saying that, no time that anybody stays in yeshiva 42 years, yeah? But that's, and then Tzim says, by the way, this we don't have time to go into, but you know the Ninim Afuchim, some are called Bamidbar 3 Svarim. We don't have 5 Svarim, we have 3 Svarim. Until the Nunim Afuchim, if even saw our own. So that's what he says. I didn't get a chance to look that shtickle up well. But he says, that is Mamish, the turning part. And that's why Bamidbar is broken into 3 Svarim. It's until even saw our own. Even saw our own is its own thing. And then it's after even saw our own is the second Shlav. That's where it splits. If you want to know when in Bamidbar the transfer is happening, the beginning is Ephraim Dik, the end is Menashe Dik, V'yesh Menashevi, all the Diyukim, we said Kachas Amata. Where did it switch? It switched to Barshas Baloska with the Nunim Afuchim, Nifla. Okay. I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get into it, I'm just giving you Mafteach. You can look in the Netziv itself. The Netziv is an unbelievable person. Okay, we'll say. Achshav, let's see a totally different Mahalach, yeah? And this Mahalach, we'll see, if we have time, we'll do my listen, if that's what it is of each one. This is Siyat Dishmaya, because the Netziv I knew for a while. But I hadn't seen this Svas Emes. I just opened this up this morning. I saw the Svas Emes, okay? The Svas Emes also seems to go in this. But first he asked another question. It's very interesting. How does the Sefer start? Bereshis. That's a name. That's a beginning for a Sefer. Elishmos. That's the name of a Sefer, huh? Vayikra. Elodvorm, right? Elishmos, Elodvorm, right? What's the first word in Bamidbar?
Bayei.
Bayidaber. That's the start for a Sefer, yeah? Bereshis is the start. Vayidaber. And he spoke, right? Okay. Also, we know there's a difference between Vayidaber and Vayomer.
Yeah,
Parashat Emor. So we have to know. So we have to know what's the difference between Vayidaber and Emor.
Okay. Can I say?
No.
It's a Rabbi Kirsch and Parashat Emor.
What's the difference between Vayomer and Vayidaber? Okay.
Vayidaber is tough.
So now he says like Vayidaber is tough. See, he says like this. Listen to his words. Maimer who koch abriya shnosan akadosh. This is in Tafri Shlamid Hey. Tavri Shlamid Hey, Dimar Masav is safer. Ki Maimer who koch briya shnosan akadosh boch ba'olam. Amira is the koch of creation. Yesh me'ayim. Asar ma'am, not necessarily yesh me'ayim, but that's a koch abriya. Asar ma'amoros, Mishnavis, Asar ma'amoros nivar ba'olam, Asar ma'amoros, Asar ma'amoros. Don't say Asar diburim, Asar ma'amoros. Omer Bosa should have a kol abriya b'ma'amar. Hashem created everything in his ma'amar. Vayomer refers to Hashem's creative abilities. V'dibur hu hashkachasu yisborach al abriya k'mo shehu. Dibur refers to the way that Hashem is mashkiach on the abriya. Vayomer is creation, and v'yidaber is hanhaga, that he's manig the abriya is mashkiach. Acher shekvar nibru. Good? That's what he says. Vayomer, the other way is to learn this, obviously. No, but Vayomer is a Bria. And Vidaber is Hanaga. Okay, Vidibur Ashkach is Borach, Bria Kamoshu. Actually, Kvar Nibru. Kilo Olam lo yetzi chasashom shum dover me Ashkach is Borach. Now he says, that's the main difference between us and the Goyim. That the Goyim recognize Hashem created the world, but they don't really believe that Hashem is involved in the world all the time. That's the Jewish belief, that we're involved in the world all the time. That's Dibur, right? Now, so what does that have to do with anything? So that's Tom, a nice idea. It's, yeah, you have to know how to, I don't know how to explain that exactly, but that's, okay. Now, I don't know how to explain how that fits in. Okay. They said that's all the difference between an Adam and a Behema. Behema's Bama is just what it is, doesn't have any Kochas Bashas. And Adam is Motius Pnimius Mikoch Lepal through his Dibur. That's an Adam that he's minding himself. Okay. Also, Dibur, by the way, is the lashon of Hanhaga. Dabrana Da'ame, the Gemara in Sanhedrin calls the leader of the nation Dabrana Da'ame, the one who guides. A person guides through speech. Go here, go there, right? Speech is guiding. Dibur. Dibur is guiding. Okay. The Zendikra Medaber Kibi Dibur Motzi Mechashavata Lotzavad Lasok Kach Okach. Bnezer Miuchad Bedibur Mekudesh Veim Divrei Torah. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? Now listen to the beginning sentence. The Sefer Zeh, the Yedaber, who al shame. So this is how the Svas Emes is seeing the Sach HaKol of the Sefer. Hu al shem hasider v'atikun shekol abriya al pi haTorah. This book, Sefer Zeh v'yedaber, the Sefer, which I'm calling v'yedaber, hu al shem hasider v'atikun, the setting up and the fixing of the whole Bria through the Torah. Interesting. You hear it? V'yedaber, it's unbelievable in the Sfas Emes. V'yedaber epistemizes for us. V'yedaber expresses for us what the whole book is about. V'yedaber means to be manhig, right? What do we do through our anhaga? What does Hashem do by running the world? He doesn't mess it up, right? Some people, bochshim kamo shekatuv, they put their hands and they mess everything up. When Hashem is manhig things and he's involved in it, it means everything gets its right place. So listen again. The sefer zeh v'yedaber hu Hashem sidur v'atikun shekol abriya. It's through the setting up and the fixing of the whole bria al pi haTorah. Cool? So v'yedaber, we thought v'yedaber is not saying anything. V'yedaber is exactly what it's about. This sefer, you know what it's about? It's about v'yedaber. It's about dibur. What's dibur? Hashkacha. Being mesad in the world, being matak in the world, fixing the world, setting up. Now he says, v'hu chumash ha-pekudim. Sometimes you have to work over. It's not as easy as it seems. V'hu chumash ha-pekudim. That's chumash ha-pekudim. So we'll say, pekudim doesn't just mean counting. Pekudim means also
orders.
Order. Commands. Right? Mesakeh. His place was lacking. Not everything is in its place. You said, so he's learning a different way. The Netziv said pekudim, referring to the counting, referring to differences in the counting. The Eliga Svasem is saying it's safer pekudim. I understand. He speaks mod mod bekitzur here. He doesn't really say, but he says he relates v'daber and pekudim is all in the same inyan. V'daber means the cedar v'tikun of the bria. Through the Torah. Torah sets everything up. Torah fixes everything. Torah puts everything in its place. Chash Barosh, you have a headache, you learn Torah. The Maral says in Erevin, that Torah is beside there a person. Torah sets a person straight. You have a headache, means something's wrong with you. Torah sets you straight. So Sefer Pekudim is what puts each thing in its... Vidaber is what the Sefer is all about. And that's what Pekudim is. Setting everything in its place. So Rabosai, it's a Givaldic idea. Yeah? I read it this morning. I thought to myself, okay, Yefemo, what does that have to do with anything? You know what I'm saying? Where is that? Like the Nitzim I get. Over here, there, this, you have to work it through. That's a mafteach. So then I started thinking, and I'll show you right now on my page, how many dugmot I had afterwards that I think are nogeah. So we have a few minutes, let's try to go through.
Nogeah to
the sinyan. No, where do I say in pekudim that it's that? It's cedar, again, what is, how's he magdir what bamidbars are about? The sefer zeh v'yedaber, whose cedar v'tikun shall call a bria al pi haTorah. So I'll tell you the dugmot I have. Sota, right? Dol inin of a sota is she soteh. Me'akav. That's what sota means, like Rashi brings, I think. Sota is listot. She turns from the normal way of how a woman should be. Even if she didn't do anything, you're not supposed to be misyachid. She's not supposed to do that, right? And the Torah is putting her back in her place. Either that she gets killed or she has children. You hear? That's a seed of etikon. Metaknimota. Yeah? The Nazir maybe also, Nazir is also, it's a seder that there's someone who's on a higher madrega. That's inyan seder v'tikun. Yesh menashim or malim, and there's a nazir, is another place. Where do we learn about it? By midbar, because we misader mitak in the bria, right? Paraduma. What's paraduma?
Misader
tumas ames. You tumas ames. You're outside. Atach shav chutz min amachane. Ayidei paraduma. Atachozel lemakom shecha. Atar misader b'lchem mitaken otcha. Korach. The whole parsha's Korach is that. What do we learn from parsha's Korach? Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Moshe's the boss. We're Masada, I think. Thank you. Thank you, right? Umata Aaron. So what else do we see in Parshas Korach? Mata Aaron, right? All the matos are there. Which mata was Porech? Mata Aaron. So now you're Masada there. No, there's a Seder in Klal Yisrael. Lo Kol Echad. That's a tikkun atzim, Rabotai. The biggest lessons we learn from Parshas Korach, that it's not everybody does what they want. And then we need a Moshe Rabbeinu and Ve'elu Shochim Nito. Yeah? In Shell, I was thinking the Netziv itself is that, right? The Netziv itself is what? There's a matzav of Klai Yisrael, there's a Sidur, that there's a matzav called the matzav of the Midbar, and there's a matzav called the matzav of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Sidur v'tikun, right? The Torah, Al Pi haTorah. Al Pi haTorah, Yesh Matzav Shel Yeshiva, Al Pi haTorah, Yesh Matzav Shel Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Matzav Shel Ubar, Yesh Matzav Shel Mechutz Mabit, Yesh Midbar, Yesh that itself, that. Even if we don't go with the Netziv, that's what the whole Sefer is about. But for sure, that's happening in the book. You hear? This is the truth. Yeah? So that's also a Seder V'tikun. That's also Dibur. That's also Pekudim. Hasfiris, whatever. Hasfiris? What's Sfiris? Oh, the countings themselves. The countings themselves, right? And counting, each person has a place. Right. right? Here's Don, here's Naftali, and the whole Indian of the Machanot, the whole Indian, is everything is in its Makom HaNachon. That's a Seder V'tikun. Atapo, atapo, atapo. You're with this Sheva, you're with that Sheva, you go like this. Right? The Levim get elevated. That's like we said by the Nazir, right? That's a Seder of Klai Yisrael. And the Levim get taken from Makom the Bechor. The Bechor took a step down, and the Bechor takes a step down, and the Levi takes a step up, right? So that's Mesader din Yanim. Yeah, that now we know where things are. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So partial. Where do we learn about Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu? This came what we said by Karach. Where do we learn about how big Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is, Rabosai? It's so partial Baloscha, right? One of the central parshas of Bamidbar. Lo kein avdi Moshe b'chol beis inem, lo b'mar v'lo chalo. You have to know the Nevuas Moshe. In Parshas Karach, we learn that Moshe is the boss. Yeah? And we learn that Rabbanim are the boss. In Baloscha, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is on a totally different Madrega. That's again, is a Mesudar. Ani Mesudar Akshav. Ani Metukan Akshav. Because I know I have the right Ashkaf on where things are. Right? Miriam and Aaron themselves, it seems, didn't understand that out of self until Parshas Baloscha. Now we understand. No. Moshe is not like you. Lo ken avdi Moshe b'chol beis inem anhu. He's something else. That's a Seder. That's a Tikkun. Right? We're getting there. Pinchas. Pinchas became a Kohen. Right? Pinchas wasn't a Kohen. And Pinchas, through his Maisa, became a Kohen. So, yeah. Achshav, Pinchas, Allah, l'makom shayatzar, he changed from this matzav to that matzav. All the brachas of Bilam, Rabosai, that showed us what Klal Yisrael really is. You see the Jewish people, you think they're sinners. Right? No.
And the Siddur of the for sure
the Siddur of the Olim, right? But the whole Nevuah of the whole Nevuah, we'll call it, of Bilam was all the Gilui of what the Jewish people really is. No, there's no Siddur V'tikun better than that. You know what we are, Alpitara? That's what we are, Alpitara. Kulcha Yafar Ayasi Mumeibach. You are totally beloved Jewish people. There's no Mum in you. I see Mum. Now, Bilam didn't see Mumim. That's the Tikkun and the Seder. That's the Dibur. That's the Ashkacha, setting everything up in its right place. Klal Yisrael is above and beyond all other nations. We're getting there. Ruvein v'Gad. This is a Pasha one. Ruvein v'Gad found their Makom. Hemayim v'sudarim. Bever yardim. Bever yardim. Right? That's their place. Ruvein v'Gad v'shechatzi shev v'menashe. They found in Bamidbar their Makom. They found their Dibur. They found their Yisod v'Tikkun. Them Makom Nachon v'shvilenu. This is the place. And even that, it could be also, what do we learn in Parsha? What halachas do we learn by Reuven Gov Chetzi Sheva Menashe? Who knows?
Gemara Kedushin?
Tanoim, right. That we learn Parsha's Tanoim. So that's exactly what a Tanai is, right? I want to make an Asik. How do I make a Tanai? I want to be tolled on this. That's a Derech Shel Sidur and Tikkun that I make Tanoim. But you understand? We want to make a deal. I want to make a conditional, right? That's Alpi Torah. Can I make conditions? Can I not make conditions? Can I be Masada? Can I? Yeah. Ir Miklad. Ir Miklad. Gavali. What's that?
That's a Seder.
The Rotech B'Shogeg is lost. He has no Tikkun. No, the Torah is mataking him. Right? And finally, the last Indian in Bamidbar is what? What's the last Indian in Bamidbar? Is Benos Slavchad. Right? Benos Slavchad, right? They wanted Benos Slavchad. They wanted to get a Nachla because their father died. Right, so why should we get a nachla? He says, you can have a nachla, but you have to stay in your sheva. You can only marry in your sheva. Yeah? So again, it's the same thing. You can get kilu. That's the seder of nachlas, right? You can get married to this one and that one, but your nachla has to stay in the same place. So, I mean, in a certain way, all kultur kula is like this, but I see many, many nyanim, if you think about it, are this idea is very close. So both sides, so we have two totally different looks in the word, in pikudim, what the Sefer that we're about to engage in is all about. L'fi Rabbeinu Netziv, the Sefer is the transfer of Klal Yisrael v'Dargas Teferis, of Moshe, of Yukei Vavkei, Shem Hashem Ekro, to Havagol Elokeinu, to the Matzav of Midbar, and Hashem did a Tovah for us and transferred us, and the whole, and you'll see, we're giving you Maftechos here. As you go through the Sefer, try to find this theme of here's the Midbar Dika Matzav, and here's Eretz Yisrael Dika Matzav, here's a transfer matzav, and what does that have to do with Pekudim? Pekudim is again where we saw it, right? The changes that Ephraim, the clearest change, right? That Ephraim at the beginning is ahead of Menashe, later on it's Menashe against Ephraim, shows us this thing. Yeah, that shows us this thing. And the tziv and the swasemes kedarko is coming with a totally different pshat, that the whole in pikudim is the idea of dibur and hanhaga, which is, as we said, the Cedar and the Tikkun of the Bri Al Pi Torah. Cedar of Bri, we asked, where does that come in? Baruch Hashem, we found about 10, 11, 12 examples of how we see that in the Sefer, right? So we see two totally different things going on, two different ways of learning. Just to compare, in a certain way, just to make it a little more Yishir like, right? So Lamaisa, the Chisaron within the Tzivs Pshat is, the Pekudim is just a little bit Agam. It happens to be in the canon we see these in Yonim. You hear? Lefidah Sfasem, it's the whole idea of what Pekudim is. You get it? Pekudim is more what it's about. Again, Lefidah Netziv, it's not so much, why is it, the whole thing we're asking is, why is it called Pekudim? So Lefidah Netziv, we find in the Pekudim what the whole Sefer is about. You understand? But it's not the whole Sefer is about Pekudim. Here? So Sfasem is a little tighter in that. The whole idea of the Sefer is about Pekudim. Right?
But the
downside of the Sfasemis is that he's taking Pekudim a certain way, not necessarily so much in terms of the counting and the specifics, it's more Pekudim as it relates to Dibur. Okay, so each one has a violin and Hisaron, of course, but that should be a Mafteach. We should get a lot out of the Gevaldige Sefer called Sefer this Shabbos and all the Shabbos from Bamidbar. We should get a lot out of this Gevaldige Sefer, many lessons. And much personal improvement, much Limud Torah from this Gevaldige Sefer.